Dear shareholders, good morning to all of you. On behalf of Board of Directors, myself, Sandeep Engineer, Chairman of the Board, have great pleasure in welcoming you all to the 27th Annual General Meeting of your company. As you are aware, due to COVID-19 pandemic situation, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has permitted to conduct the annual general meeting through video conferencing or other audio-visual means. I appreciate and thank you all for taking the time out to join us today. As requisite quorum is present, I call the meeting to order. Before we start the proceedings of the meeting, let me introduce my fellow board members who are attending this AGM. Mrs. Jagruthi Engineer, Whole-Time Director. Mr. Kairav Engineer, Whole-Time Director. Mr. Hiranand Savlani, Whole-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Girish Joshi, Whole-Time Director. Mr. C.K. Gopal, Independent Director. Mr. Viralbhai Jhaveri, Independent Director. Mrs. Kushal Nakrani, Independent Director. Mr. Dhinal Shah, Independent Director, and Mr. Chetas Desai, Independent Director. Other than all board members, our Company Secretary, Mr. Manan Pavsar, and representatives of statutory auditors and secretarial auditors are also attending the AGM. Notice dated May 15, 2023, and the annual report for the financial year ended March 31st, 2023, has already been circulated to the shareholders electronically in compliance with the applicable statutory provisions with your permission. I take the same as read. The auditor's report on standalone and consolidated financial statements for the financial year ended March 31st, 2023, and the secretarial audit report for the financial year ended March 31st, 2023, do not contain any qualification, reservations, or adverse remark, and accordingly, the same are also taken as read. The register of directors and key managerial personnel and their shareholding, the register of contracts or agreements and the certificate of secretarial auditor related to implementation of employee stock option scheme has been made available electronically for inspection by the members during the AGM. Members seeking to inspect these documents can send requests to the company secretary by email or provided in the notice covering this meeting. Now, before I proceed for my formal address, let me highlight important points regarding electronic voting and participation in this meeting. The company has provided the facility to cast vote electronically on all resolutions set forth in the notice. Members who have not cast their votes yet electronically and who are participating in the meeting will have an opportunity to cast their votes during the meeting through the e-voting system. Requisite instructions for the same are provided in the notice covering this AGM. All the members who have joined this meeting are by default placed on mute to avoid any disturbance from background noise and ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. Company has received requests from a few shareholders to register them as speakers at the meeting. Accordingly, the floor will be open to these shareholders to ask questions or express their views. The moderator will facilitate this session once the floor for question answer is open. Now, with your permission, I begin my formal address. Financial, I am thrilled to share with you that Astral Marks its 25th anniversary this October 2023, a milestone that commemorates legacy of innovation, connectivity, brand building, wide distribution reach, and strong production capability across the country. Despite facing several challenges, our business has exhibited remarkable resilience, leading to strong growth. Both our pipe and adhesive and sealant segments have witnessed robust volumetric growth and gained market share. Your company was able to show the robust financial performance during the financial year ended March 31st, 2003. Revenue from operations of your company increased from ₹40,613 million to ₹46,116 million, registering a growth of 13.54% on standalone basis, and from ₹43,940 million to ₹51,585 million, registering a 17.4% growth on consolidated basis as well. On consolidated basis, our PBT and EBITDA stood at ₹6,170 million and ₹8,351 million respectively, and we made a net cash profit of ₹6,376 million, up by 3.29% over FY22. Individually, both the plumbing and paint and adhesive business division demonstrated commendable performance. We successfully navigated through significant fluctuations of polymers and chemical prices, allowing us to achieve substantial profitability and value growth in both pipe segments by 12% and adhesive segments by 35% growth, resulting in an increased market share. Dividend and bonus. I am pleased to inform you that the board of directors of your company has recommended a final equity dividend of ₹2.25 per equity share of face value of ₹1 each. This is in addition to the interim dividend of ₹1.25 per share already paid to the shareholders during the year. Hence, the total dividend payout for the financial year 2022-23 is 350%. I am pleased to further inform that during the year under review, your company issued 671,52,893 bonus equity shares of ₹1 each in the ratio of 1:3. New products. I am happy to inform that during the year under review, the board of directors of your company decided to enter into business of faucets and sanitary ware and related products. The company has set up 383 bathware showroom and display centers. This move has further strengthened your company's position in building material industry. Demerger. I am happy to inform you that the Honorable National Company Law Tribunal, Bangalore bench, while its order dated 17th July 2023, sanctioned the scheme of arrangement between Gem Paints Private Limited, Transferer Company, and Isha Paints Private Limited, Transfer E Company, and their respective shareholders and creditors. The scheme has been effective from 1st August 2023. Upon the scheme becoming effective, operating paint business, core business of transferer company has been demerged from the transferee company and the name of Isha Paints Private Limited stands changed to Gem Paints Private Limited as per the demerger scheme subject to necessary approvals. Astral will acquire 50% equity shares of Gem Paints Private Limited against the redemption of optionally convertible debenture amounting to ₹194 crores. Balance 49% equity stake will be acquired by Astral over a period of 5 years in tranches. Review of the business of the subsidiary. All subsidiaries of your company have performed well during the year despite challenging circumstances. Complete accounts of the subsidiaries are available on the website of the company and shall be provided to a member on request. Summary of financials are also provided in the annual report circulated to all the members. CSR. Your company is carrying out CSR activities directly and through Astral Foundation and Astral Charitable Trust. Your company, being a good corporate citizen, has spent ₹91.26 million in FY 2022-23 towards various CSR activities, as against the statutory requirement of ₹91.07 million. A detailed CSR report is included in the annual report sent to all of you. I now invite shareholders who have registered to speak, registered as speaker shareholders, to ask questions. I open the floor for questioners.
Thank you so much, sir. I request shareholder Mr. Rishikesh Chopra to raise his query. Mr. Rishikesh Chopra?
Not joined, sir.
He is not available. We move on to the next shareholder, Mr. Rajendra Jamnadas Sheth.
Not joined, sir.
He is not available, sir. The third is Mr. Dharav Jamadar. Mr. Dharav Jamadar? Mr. Dharav Jamadar, can you hear us, sir? Sir, can you hear us?
अब उसको ऑफ करके वापस ऑन करो.
ऑफ करके ऑन करो.
आप नीचे.
ना ओके.
मिस्टर धारव जमादार सर, कैन यू हियर अस? वी मूव टू द नेक्स्ट सर.
वी कैन कॉल वंस मोर.
वन मोर टाइम वी कॉल. मिस्टर सम्राट सरकार. Mr. Samraj Sarkar?
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One second. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. I have the following three questions. Number one, we have stated in the annual report that we are confident that the pipes and adhesive business will continue growing at a CAGR of 15% in the next 5 years. Going by our past record, don't you feel that it's a conservative estimate of our true potential? My second question, what would be our annual maintenance and growth capex of the company in the coming years? And how would the company allocate the free cash flow going forward? And sir, my last question would be, where do you see our company positioned as in the next 10 years? Now that we are also venturing into adjacent categories, do we have the vision of being a complete building material solution provider, rather than being just an adhesive and a piping company? That's it from my side. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Samrat. Regarding your first question of CAGR 15% growth, I think company management is confident of 15%, but recent development in the market, if you can see, a lot of drop in the polymer prices has taken place. And similarly, there is a sizable drop in the chemical prices also. So as a conservative management, we have guided a 15% volume growth. But if the chemical price and the polymer price go up, there are probability that we can deliver even a higher growth also. But we don't want to speculate among the investor community. So that's why we have given a reasonable guidance. But definitely we will try to achieve more as per the potential of the organization. Regarding your second question on CapEx, the normal maintenance CapEx will be around 40-50 crore annually. And the balance capex depend on the growth plan with the organization. But right now, the demand situation is very robust. So we are going very aggressively on the capex side. So we are going to spend sizable amount. But because we have not finalized the budget, originally it was 250 crore to 300 crore budget. But the way growth is coming, we may invest little more also. So we will work out once the final budget, then we will be able to tell you the exact number. Where you see the next 10 years. Yeah, definitely we are a building material company. We are no more a pipe company. We are a building material company now. But at this juncture, I don't think we are going to add any more vertical, because the existing four vertical which we are, that itself is having a potential of 150,000 crore. Again, that our size is hardly 5,000 crore. So I think we are still very, very low market share. So if we focus on our existing four vertical, that itself is going to give us a very, very healthy growth in the next 5 to 10 years time. So I don't think we are targeting for the new vertical, but definitely we will focus on our existing vertical, which itself has a very, very high market opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We move on to next shareholder, Mr. Amit Delwal. Yes, sir. Please raise your query.
Hello. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Amit, go ahead with your question.
Good morning, sir. पहले तो सर आप सभी को गुड मॉर्निंग एंड थैंक यू कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन फॉर द गुड रिजल्ट. आप हमेशा कंजर्वेटिव बोलते हैं और रिजल्ट आपके हमेशा ऊपर आते हैं. नहीं तो मार्केट में क्या होता है, लोग एक्सपेक्टेशन खूब देते हैं बट रिजल्ट नहीं आते. पहले उसके लिए सबसे बड़ा थैंक यू. एंड सर वैसे एनालिस्ट कम्युनिटी तो सर सब चीज पूछ ही लेती है आपसे कि ये बिजनेस कहाँ जाएगा, वो बिजनेस कहाँ जाएगा. मैं उससे अच्छा पूछना चाहूंगा सर आपकी हेल्थ कैसी है, आप कैसी वेलबींग कर रहे हैं. एंड सर थर्ड चीज कि आपकी ट्रांसपेरेंसी के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, जो आप रियल चीज बोलते हैं आपकी एनालिस्ट कौन कौन ट्रांसक्रिप्ट जो हम पढ़ते हैं उसके लिए थैंक यू वेरी मच. सर एक सवाल है मेरा, जो आप टैंक बिजनेस में आए हैं उसमें हमारे पास दो कैटेगरी है, एक रिप्लेसमेंट कैटेगरी और एक न्यू कैटेगरी की, जिनके टैंक पुराने हुए वो बदलते हैं और नए लगाते हैं. तो सर हमारा किस में फोकस है, कि हम रिप्लेसमेंट में जाते हैं कि न्यू कैटेगरी में जाते हैं. प्लस सर इसका आप क्या फोकस कर रहे हैं कि अगर हम 5 साल 10 साल बाद देखते हैं कि एस्ट्रन कहाँ देखते हैं. प्लस सर इसमें कंपटीशन भी अगर देखा जाए तो बहुत है, जैसे ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर में अभी तो सुप्रीम एंड प्रिंसी है बट और अनऑर्गेनाइज बहुत सेक्टर है. तो सर हम एस्ट्रल को टैंक बिजनेस में कहाँ देखते हैं. एंड सर फॉसेट्स के लिए सर एज आई एम डिसाइडिंग दिल्ली, तो सर मुझे एस्ट्रल के फॉसेट्स और वो शोरूम्स दिखते नहीं है. तो क्या हमारा नॉर्थ में या दिल्ली साइड भी फोकस है शोरूम खोलने का, कि आगे उसका क्या प्लान है. बस सर थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू मिस्टर अमित फॉर योर क्वेश्चन. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी ऑल आर हेल्दी एंड पर्सनली आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट आई हैव रिड्यूस माय 13 kg वेट. सो डोंट वरी अबाउट द हेल्थ ऑफ द टॉप मैनेजमेंट. वी ऑल आर वेरी हेल्दी. Now coming to with a lighter note, coming to the your question of tank, I think tank opportunity in India is roughly about 5,000 crore opportunity. And if you see in the very first year, Astral did around 43 crore rupees of business. And the last year we were somewhere around 96, 97 crore rupees. So in a 2 year span, we have captured the 2% market share, which is very low compared to the opportunity available and the kind of brand Astral is. So we are working hard to capture the more market share. And you rightly said that the market is divided into replacement as well as a new tank. So our focus is on the both side. But being a new brand, it is very difficult to quantify how much business is coming from the replacement or how much business is coming from the new demand. So over a period of time, I think we will be able to exactly know the number from which segment we are getting the more market share. But definitely we are at a very, very nascent stage of that business. Our ambitions are very high into that business. And in the coming time, we are confident that we will be capturing more market share. Now, coming to your second question of sanitary ware and faucet. Yes, sanitary ware and faucet is the beginning of the journey. I'm very happy to say that in the initial remarks of our chairman, he said 383 showroom. But I'm very happy to announce today that with the time at which I am talking to you, we have already crossed 500 showroom. So we are going very aggressively into that segment also. And definitely every corner you will not find the showrooms of sanitary ware, because India is such a vast country. So reaching to every nook and corner of the country, we need at least 4,000 to 5,000 showrooms. So it will take some time to reach every corner of the country. But definitely Delhi, our showrooms are already being built up. So this conference, you can call our company secretary. He will be able to provide you the showroom address in Delhi. From there, you can source whatever requirement, or even you want to visit and see the showroom, you are most welcome to visit there also. And we have a very, very good showroom in Ahmedabad. There also, you are most welcome anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Amit Delwal. I now request Mr. Rupesh Shah to raise his query.
आवाज आवे सर?
हाँ बिल्कुल.
ओके थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू माननीय चेयरमैन साहब, मारू नाम रूपेश शाह है सर. आ वक्त बेलेंस शीट, सबसिडरीज बेलेंस शीट और एजीएम ने लिंक समयसर मोकलावी ते बदल तमारो आभार साहब. बेलेंस शीट मळी પણ સાહેબ અંદર નોટિસ છાપેલ નથી. જો તમે એક્સટર્નલ છપાવી હોય તો સાથે તે મોકલવી જોઈએ, મને મોકલાવી નથી. આમ કેમ? આવી નાની બાબત માટે અમારે તમને કહેવું પડે એ યોગ્ય નથી. સાહેબ, લાસ્ટ યર એજીએમમાં એક નાનો પ્રશ્ન હતો કે ન્યૂઝ આર્ટિકલમાં આવેલ હતું કે આપણી કંપનીમાં 500 કરોડના બેનામી વ્યવહારો પકડાયા છે, તો સાચું શું છે તે મને જણાવવામાં આવે. પણ આજ દિન સુધી તમે આ ન્યૂઝનું પ્રોપર ક્લેરિફિકેશન આપવામાં નિષ્ફળ ગયા છો. તો માટે ખાસ મારે ઇન્ડિપેન્ડન્ટ ડિરેક્ટર સાહેબોને વિનંતી છે કે આનો જવાબ મને મળે તેમ કરવામાં આવે અને આની નોંધ કોપી ઓફ મિનિટ્સમાં પણ નોંધ કરવામાં આવે. બેલેન્સ શીટ સાહેબ સુંદર અને કલરફુલ બનાવી છે. આપણા બ્રાન્ડ એમ્બેસેડર તરીકે પહેલા સલમાન ખાન, રણવીર સિંહ અને અત્યારે અલ્લુ અર્જુન છે સાહેબ. સાહેબ બીજું તો કંઈ નહીં, પણ તમે એટલે ચેરમેન સાહેબ તેમની પાસેથી સારી એવી એક્ટિંગ શીખી ગયું તેવું મને લાગી રહ્યું છે. કારણ કે તમારો ફોટો બેલેન્સ શીટમાં હીરો જેવો જ મૂક્યો છે સાહેબ તમે. હવે સાહેબ એકાઉન્ટિંગ માટે પૂછું છું. આપણી સબસિડરીઝ કંપની છે સીલ આઈટી સર્વિસીસ લિમિટેડ યુકે, ને આપણે સાહેબ 286 મિલિયનની લોન આપી છે અને સાથે સાથે આ વખતે 500 મિલિયન જેટલું ઇન્વેસ્ટમેન્ટ વધાર્યું છે. તો આનાથી આપણી કંપનીને ભવિષ્યમાં શું બેનિફિટ થશે તે જણાવવામાં આવે. બીજું સાહેબ, પેજ નંબર 137 ઉપર એક એડવાન્સ ટુ સપ્લાયર 474 મિલિયન આપણે આપ્યા છે. સાહેબ તે કોને આપ્યા છે અને એડવાન્સ શા માટે આપવા પડ્યા તે જણાવશો. અને લાસ્ટમાં સાહેબ એક પેજ નંબર 212 ઉપર આપણે એક રોયલ્ટી એક્સપેન્સ છે 22 મિલિયનની, તો સાહેબ આપણે આ કોને આપીએ છીએ અને એમાં ને એમાં એક ડોનેશન ટુ ડોનેશન આપ્યું છે આપણે 20 મિલિયનનું, તો સાહેબ આપણા જે એક નીચે તમે મેળ કર્યું છે કે આપણે પોલિટિકલને પણ આપ્યું છે પાર્ટીને અને બીજાને પણ આપ્યું સાહેબ, તો તેનું મને એક બાયફર્કેશન જો આપવામાં આવે તો વધારે સારું. અને કેન્યાની સબસિડરીઝમાં સાહેબ, કેન્યાની સબસિડરીઝમાં આપણે અત્યારે શું સ્ટેટસ છે લાસ્ટમાં એ કહેવામાં આવશે. થેન્ક યુ સાહેબ.
આ રૂપેશભાઈ હીરાનંદભાઈ અમુક જવાબ આપે ને હું પણ મારા.
સો મિસ્ટર રૂપેશ, યોર ફર્સ્ટ ક્વેશ્ચન રિલેટિંગ ટુ ધ નોટિસ ટુ ધ એજીએમ, આઈ થિંક વી આર પ્રોવાઇડિંગ નોટિસ ટુ એવરી વન, બટ ઇવન ઇફ ઇટ ઇઝ બાય મિસ્ટેક ઇટ ઇઝ મિસ્ડ ઇન યોર સાઇડ. વી આર લિવિંગ ઇન ધ ટેકનોલોજી એરા. યુ કેન સી ઓલ ધીસ નોટિસિસ વિચ ઇઝ અવેલેબલ ઓન ધ વેબસાઇટ ઓફ ધ કંપની. એટ ધ સેમ ટાઈમ ઇટ ઇઝ અવેલેબલ ઓન ધ website of the stock exchanges. So I don't think there is any intention, bad intention behind the management not to send the notice particularly. Secondly, your question was 500 crore benami. See, media can report anything for anybody. We are not answerable to reply all the media question. But we can confidently say there is nothing like that in our organization. And we have already given the clarification to the stock exchanges regarding that. You are requested to please go through the stock exchange clarification, and if that anything is left out, we are ready to answer that also. Regarding your third question to the UK is our subsidiary and they are generating close to about 350 crore rupees of revenue. Again, 350 crores rupees of revenue. As a head office or as a principal company, we have given the loan of 828 crore, which I think it's a negligible amount looking to the size of that organization. And we have passed the enabling resolution for the further loan in future because they are growing very fast and they have a very aggressive growth plan with them. So we have not given as of today, but definitely if they have a plan, we are ready to support because that is our 95% subsidiary. Regarding your another questions of advance to suppliers, we are having 5,000 crore turnover company. So continuous expansion activities are going on within the organization. So we have to supply many times to our raw material supplier, even to the capital expenditure. We are spending every year close to about 300 crore on capex. So naturally no machinery supplier or anybody will book the order without the advance. So because of that we have to give the advance. So all advances are related to that only. Regarding your another question of royalty, I think royalty we are paying from so many years and which is a negligible amount, which is 2.5 to 3 crore rupees, which we are giving to the IPS Corporation, United States, from where we have taken the technology to manufacture our solvent cement under the brand name called Weldon. And Weldon is the one of the, I can say the topmost brand today in the country, and for that we are paying the royalty to that American company. Regarding your donation, yes, donation we have given, and that will be provided detailed, because I don't have a handy names of each and every donation, because our company is doing a lot of donation as well as the CSR activity. Regarding your last question of Kenya, Kenya we have shut down all the operations. We are only waiting for the clearance from the our bankers over there. Once we will get the clearance, we will dispose of all assets which are lying there, and that money will come back to our organization back. So once we will get the approval from the banks, we will sell off that property and will get all the money back to the India. And whatever the loss was there, that we have already written off in the books of account in our previous years. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I request Mr. Dharav Jamadar, because he has registered as a speaker. In case sir is available and he is able to hear, he can raise his queries. Can you hear? Mr. Dharav Jamadar, can you hear, sir?
Rishi Keshav is not there, and Rajendra Sheth.
No, only one, but he's internet.
So you can give one more chance if anybody is there. Yeah. Otherwise, we can skip that.
Mr. Dharav Jamadar, sir, can you hear us? I request Mr. Dharav Jamadar to raise his query by sending email to me, because there is some internet connectivity issue. We are not able to hear you. Whatever your queries are there, you can email it to me. We will address to the people.
Sure.
So I request the chairman to continue with the balance proceeding of the annual.
I will now take up the resolution as set forth in the notice. The first three items in the notice are ordinary business, that is adoption of annual financial statements for the financial year ended March 31st, 2023. Confirmation of payment of interim dividend and declaration of final dividend on equity share. Reappointment of Mrs. Jagruti Engineer, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers herself for reappointment. The fourth item in the notice is special business, that is appointment of Mr. Kairav Engineer as whole-time director. Fifth item is appointment of Mr. Hiranand Savlani as whole-time director and chief financial officer. Sixth item is rectification of remuneration cost auditors for the financial year March 31st, 2024. The same are proposed to be passed as ordinary resolution. Seventh item is the reappointment of Mrs. Kaushal Nagrani as independent director for the company, and the same is proposed to be passed as special resolution. The detailed explanation and justification of all resolution proposed in special business in the notice have been provided in the explanatory statement attached with the notice. The board of directors of your company has appointed Ms. Monica Kanunga, practicing company secretary, as the scrutinizer for the electronic voting for this meeting. The result of the voting shall be declared on the website of the company and shall be intimated to the stock exchange within 2 working days of conclusion of this meeting. As we have reached the closing part of the meeting, I would like to thank all my colleagues on the board, all the members of Astral's management team, especially the whole-time director, CFO and other executives, and all the other supporting staff for contributing to the sustained growth of profits of your company. Specifically, I would like to thank our statutory auditors, internal auditors, and secretarial auditors for their valuable services. I would also like to thank our bankers, distributors, business consultants, and advisors. With these few words, I conclude this meeting. Thank you, everyone. Stay healthy, stay safe. Thank you, everyone, once again, for joining in this AGM. Thanks, everyone, and thank you to my board of directors.